News, I'm Ben Thomas. The federal appeals court has been hearing arguments over whether the Trump administration should return control of National Guard troops deployed in Los Angeles to the state of California. Marcela Sanchez has a report.
The statute says the president may call into federal service members and units of the Guard of any state in such numbers that he considers necessary.
That's Brett Shumate, the federal government's attorney. Shumate pointed to the ongoing protests in Los Angeles and said the Guard is necessary to protect federal officers and buildings. Last week, Governor Gavin Newsom filed a lawsuit. He accused President Trump of inflaming tensions, breaching state sovereignty, and wasting resources. A federal judge ruled that the Guard deployment was illegal and exceeded Trump's authority. That decision was halted after the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily paused the order, which directed Trump to return control of the soldiers to Newsom. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass has lifted the curfew in downtown Los Angeles. Israel claims to have killed a top Iranian general in the latest exchange of strikes between the two countries. Matt Lee reports President Trump appears to have two options to end the conflict.
One would be the diplomatic way, but Trump has already signaled that he thinks the time for diplomacy is done. So that really leaves us with the second option, which is to kind of go all in and assist Israel in its attacks on Iran.
Americans have been cutting back on spending. Retail sales dropped 0.9% in May, and a slump on Wall Street as the price of oil jumped again. Seth Sutel has numbers.
Crude oil prices rose more than 4%. Traders are worried that the conflict between Israel and Iran could compromise the flow of oil if tensions get worse. The S&P 500 fell 0.8%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 299 points. It's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 0.9%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is AP News. Senator Alex Padilla has recounted for colleagues his expulsion last week from a Homeland Security news conference.
I was forced to the ground.
Padilla, a California Democrat, recounted the humiliation he felt.
First on my knees, and then flat on my chest.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem Slava says Padilla was acting inappropriately. Padilla says he had to react to Noem's statement that they were liberating Los Angeles.
Colleagues, let that fundamentally un-American mission statement sink in.
Padilla says what happened should be a wake-up call.
If what you saw happen can happen when the cameras are on, imagine not only what can happen, but what is happening in so many places where there are no cameras.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.